Dan, Neil and Sean with your Manchester City review after Liverpool won, Manchester City won. We'd speculated over the lineup, Neil, previously, and you'd mentioned the potential of Gomez in at left back. It is that. I was particularly struck, I think, by the roles of Gomez and Elliott with that lineup, and how it sort of does veer away from the 4-3-3 in that, you know, you see at times what transpires is actually Bradley's pushed right up, Elliott a little bit inside, Gomez shifts across there for, and it's about creating bodies in certain areas, it's about creating overloads in certain areas for City. I think it's interesting that there's no Diaz, make of that what you will. I think it says a lot not to bring your captain into that game. But you can just see from their lineup, it's built to offer De Bruyne that free roll between the lines, but trying to get him on the ball.
Yeah, so let's do them first and foremost. I know Sean will want to wade in as well. The Diaz thing to me is absolutely fascinating. It is as simple as, you know, and I do think it is simple, and I very rarely think with Guardiola-based things. You know, I think he thinks things through a lot, and it's been discussed, that idea, and there's that stuff about him overthinking. I think he takes one look at Nunez, takes one look at Diaz, and says, this is not your business. I think we end the game where I actually think Kyle Walker's carrying an injury. It wouldn't surprise me if Kyle Walker doesn't feature for the next 10, 15 days or so before the international break and maybe isn't available for England duty, because I think that Walker's not right at the end. But he'd rather keep Walker on in the state he's in than bring Ruben Diaz on for him. So I think it's not just Nunez because he's off the pitch by then, but I think the game in general, he doesn't want to put Diaz anywhere near it because he knows how easy it can become for Diaz to be lost all at sea. For us, I think there's a little bit of us looking to be solid in areas to stop them. So I think that there's the idea that we're, that's the Gomez thing. And it's not the idea of, I don't think anyone really thinks Phil Foden's going to run away from, either he does do it a little bit, but run away from Gomez on the outside or anything like that. I think it's the idea that he's going to look to overload in with De Bruyne on that side. So Gomez coming narrow from time to time is seen as a massive advantage for us for at least the starting point of the game. And then Elliott doing something similar, supporting McAllister on the other side. And so we end up not too far away from something that's almost sort of 2-3-3-2. Diaz and Nunez carry the attack. Van Dijk and Kwanzaa hold the back line. And then the rest, you know, you can argue Gomez, Endo, McAllister are on a line. So Bosley, Elliott and Bradley are on a line first half. And that's sort of how we plan to attack and look after the ball as well and be in the right area for when it breaks down. On the De Bruyne thing, I think that's the key part of the game in the first 15 minutes. And when Liverpool gets to grips with it, I think that's when the game becomes different.